All right, welcome back, beautiful people. This is Forever Young, and I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielpour.
Just wanted to thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you have learned a bunch. I love the feedback that we're getting and the emails on topics that we can discuss. And today we'll kind of go over a few of them.
Yeah, we cannot wait for more do-it-yourself, which we're going to give you today. So take out your pen and paper because we're going to give you some little tricks to use at home with just natural, you know, formulas that you can make yourself.
Yeah, so listen, I think summertime usually means fun in the sun. And it can definitely take a toll on the skin. And so, you know, that's really from head to toe. So we figured, you know, in episode 9, we did the DIY hacks at home, things that can work, easy things that you can use. And today we'll kind of do some of the same. You know, we'll give you treatments for your skin that'll be at a fraction of the cost, sometimes even, you know, for free. That can really help improve the quality of your skin.
So from achieving a chiseled face with the help of a spoon to a glowing tan with tea bags, you won't want to miss out on any of these beauty hacks.
Mm-hmm. Clear out the pantry.
So let's dive right in. You want to start with the first one?
Sure. So we'll call this a turmeric face mask. You know, tastes great in curry, obviously, but this has often been linked to visibly brighter, healthier, and glowier skin, if that's a word. You know, so there is a chance that this is sitting in your spice cabinet right now. So the idea for us is that we can use this spice as one of our most powerful anti-aging ingredients. And so we'll kind of give you a little hack, quick background. Turmeric contains super high levels of a powerhouse antioxidant called curcumin, which is known throughout the industry to help fight aging, skin aging free radicals. And plus, it's shown to support your skin's collagen supply, which, as you know, is essential to getting younger, firmer, and a more radiant look. So, and thanks to its high antioxidant content, it also has fantastic skin brightening effects. So there's a good chance that you've already heard about all the benefits of turmeric. But applying turmeric topically is also a great way to give your skin a quick pick-me-up. So today, I'm sharing my favorite do-it-yourself turmeric skin treatment of all time. It's a breeze to whip up, and the best part is there's so many different ways to use it. It's great for brightening up dark under-eye circles. Yes, for those of you who struggle with those. Or as a lip treatment, but more on that in a second. So, all right, here's what you'll need to make my turmeric milk and honey mask.
So, either pause and take out a pen and a paper, or really kind of record this for yourself, because here comes the ingredients.
So 1 tablespoon of turmeric. This is brightens and balances the skin. We need 1 tablespoon of milk, which helps exfoliate and hydrate the skin. And then we need 1 tablespoon of honey, which soothes and softens the skin.
Sounds delicious.
I know. Simply mix all your ingredients in a bowl until you have a thick, workable paste, and that's all there is to it. So this is enough to make for 1 single application, but feel free to double or triple up the dose if you'd like to use it throughout the week. It'll last in the refrigerator for up to a week. And like I said, this mask is super versatile. It can be helped to be used to help target a variety of skin concerns. So let's say you're dealing with flaky, dry lips. Just rub a little bit of turmeric paste on your lips. Let it soak in for about 5 minutes and then wash it off with a warm washcloth. And the lactic acid from the milk helps exfoliate any dead skin, while the turmeric and honey will leave your lips looking soft and vitalized. So let's say now let's move on to struggling with dark circles. We talked about this in a little bit. Most of us, I would say, some are genetically there. Otherwise, most post 35, we all struggle with a little bit of it. And apply a bit to the under eye area. Leave it on for 15 minutes and then wash it off and notice how your eyes look instantly brighter and more awake. That's the curcumin helping brighten blotchy pigmentation that otherwise gives your eyes that raccoon type effect. And skin looking a little bit dull or drab these days, treat yourself to a full mask. Simply apply a thin layer on your face and neck. Let it sit for about 15 to 20 minutes and wash it off using a warm washcloth. And your entire complexion should look noticeably brighter, clearer, and more radiant. And just be sure to follow up with your normal skincare routine to really lock in those benefits. So the beauty boosting benefits are seriously endless. I mean, so I hope you'll give this turmeric mask a try. And if you do, be sure to circle back. Tell me all about your results. And I have a feeling that once you try it, turmeric is going to become a shopping staple from there on in. So give it a whirl. Contact us. Let us know your thoughts. And we'll move on to the next one.
And one other tip is you can actually take turmeric orally. There are pills. You can take them naturally in food. And it is known to have very, very high contents of vitamin C and antioxidant properties and very, very anti-inflammatory. So for all of you that want something that's more natural to take care of these anti-inflammatory, high-dose turmeric is really, really good for you. Moving on. We are going to talk about the spoon facial. This is a good one. The Gua Sha facial has been gone completely viral on TikTok this year. So this is kind of very similar to that. So let's talk about the spoon facial. As strange as it sounds, a simple spoon can help give your skin a temporary facelift effect. And I'm going to show you how to do it right now. It is called a spoon facial massage. I know, sounds crazy, but it actually works. It's based on an ancient Chinese practice called Gua Sha. We should just do this actually, like, so I can show you how it's done. So I can, but it's, you know, so, but what basically what it is it's taking, is a massage technique that involves using firm upward strokes to gently release tension and help drain facial fluids. Now, if you've seen it, you could see this in your, at your drugstore, sometimes even in, at your esthetician or plastic surgeon, dermatologist office, they have these kind of like ball rollers, similar type thing to remove some fluid and increase lymphatic drainage of the face. So it really is just, it's amazing what the results can do and how they look. The skin will look temporarily tighter after the first round. Puffy areas, especially under the eyes, tend to deflate. So this is great if you're going to an event, you're doing a photo shoot, things like that. It really works very quickly. So do this right before and you'll look immediately better. Because what it does is it brings fresh oxygen to the surface and it also can help your complexion look brighter. Now, Gua Sha is traditionally performed using a smooth, shiny stone, such as jade or quartz. However, what most people don't know is that a spoon can work just as well. So today I'm going to walk you through my 3-minute spoon facial massage. All you need is a facial oil of your choice, and of course, a spoon. Teaspoon, tablespoon, you can pick whatever you like. Start off, so here's how it's done. Take out your pen and paper. Start off with a clean, dry face, and then apply your favorite facial oil. Opt for a little more than usual so that you can move the spoon along your skin without any friction. Place the rounded side of the spoon on your chin, and in a gentle yet firm motion, sweep the spoon up along your jawline towards your ear. Repeat this 5 times, 5 to 10 times, before moving onto the other side. Next, move the spoon up to the outer corner of your nose. In a U shape, sweep the spoon up under your cheekbone towards your ear. Repeat this 5 times before moving onto the other side. Lastly, place the backside of the spoon between your eyebrows and sweep up towards your hairline in vertical strokes. Repeat this motion 10 times across your entire forehead. Now here's a tip for beginners. Before using your spoon, practice these sweeping motions using the knuckle of your index finger. This way you can really perfect your technique. The whole routine should take no longer than 3 minutes. But remember, it's not a race. Go as slow as you need. This way you can really focus on making each movement as smooth and as fluid as possible, which is key for the most noticeable results. Oh, and feel free to reposition the spoon when needed and adjust the pressure based on your skin's preference. This is supposed to be a relaxing massage after all. Like I said, you may notice your skin looks more taut as soon as your first round, but practice makes perfect. And then the more you do it, the better your results can be. So give it a go for the next week or so and let me know what the differences you're seeing. Maybe your skin looks a little firmer, perhaps your complexion looks more vibrant, or maybe you just love how relaxed the entire process leaves you feeling. Whatever you start to notice, I can't wait to hear all about it.
And the interesting part is you can see how anatomically it makes sense and with physiology where ultimately our lymph nodes in our face run along the side of the ear, you know, just in front of the ear and down to the neck. So all of these movements are essentially moving that fluid and that lymphatic fluid over into your lymph nodes so it can be cleared a little faster. So it gets rid of some of that puffiness. So,
and there are a bunch of businesses, at least in Los Angeles, that are face massages. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, like you walk in and they massage your face. It is the exact same thing. So you could do it at home with a spoon and it won't cost you a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, moving on to the next. This one, I know well, my wife does this on a daily basis, and it is called dry brushing. So, you know, today I want to share a skin firming technique that was used by the ancient Egyptians and, you know, or as I like to call them, really the pioneers of do-it-yourself beauty rituals. It's great for promoting more even-toned, tight-looking skin along the legs and arms, chest, even stomach. And it's fantastic at giving, skin from the neck down a natural looking glow. And so, you know, it's interesting. Some people even claim that it helps smooth out your digestion. And I'll debunk whether this is true or not in a sec. All you need is a dry brush. So dry brushing at its core is a physical exfoliating technique. And because it uses bristles rather than chemicals to remove dead surface cells, that can lead to flaky patches, dryness, and sagging skin. And unlike traditional scrubs, which need to be used on wet skin to avoid irritation, this exfoliation technique is meant to be used on dry skin since it targets the thicker skin on the body. So think arms, legs, and hence the term dry brushing. So we'll give you some of the benefits of dry brushing, all right? So first of all, it helps buff away the dead skin cells for skin that feels silky smooth and looks more luminous. It also helps encourage healthy skin cell turnover. This is key for fending off more serious signs of aging like wrinkles, sagging, and dark spots. And then it helps your lotions, creams, and other body treatments work better, since there's no longer a wall of dead skin cells blocking their efficiency. So you're essentially helping them be absorbed quicker. It can encourage a healthy blood flow, which I think is one of the main benefits of this particular treatment. It gives skin a tighter, more even-toned look. And this is why people love dry brushing, to help fight stubborn cellulite, because ultimately it brings a little more blood flow into the area, can make the skin look a little extra taut. And some say it can even help soothe indigestion and lead to a flatter looking stomach. So since dry brushing involves massaging the stomach in circular motions, this in theory may help move some things along. So we're pulling from Eastern medicine and things like that. Listen, it can't hurt. So give it a whirl. So what is the proper technique? All right, so first step to using any DIY technique is deciding whether or not it's right for your skin. So luckily, dry brushes come in a variety of bristles that are suitable for all skin types, meaning anyone can benefit from this. So for instance, if you have extra dry, sensitive skin, I recommend sticking with a soft bristled brush. This allows you to be thorough without being too harsh on your skin. Or if you have oily, thicker skin, I suggest opting for a medium to hard bristled brush. This way, you can get a more thorough, even exfoliation. To get the most out of your dry brushing practice, follow these steps. So we'll say, start at the top of your feet and work your way up the front, back, and inside of your legs using long upward strokes. Again, we're using the same principles of lymphatic drainage. Your lymph nodes run along the legs up until the groin, and ultimately all of them end up dumping into the heart. But the idea is to go from outer to inner, further away to closer, just because that's how our lymphatic drainage works. So repeat the same process, this time starting the top of your hands and then up the front and back of your arms. And then finish by brushing your stomach, armpits, yes, your armpits, and chest using small counterclockwise motions, as the skin is a bit more fragile and sensitive in these areas. And just remember, always brush towards your heart. This will help remove the most skin cells with each brush stroke, and it increases our lymphatic drainage. And apply minimal pressure at all times. Let the bristles do the work for you. This is not something where you're trying to sand your skin. This is ultimately using this to our advantage and gently moving the subdermal lymphatic system, you know, just kind of quickening the pace. And make sure your skin's fully dry before brushing. Otherwise, you're not going to get the full effects. So one of the main questions, when should you dry brush? I think the best time to dry brush is right before you hop in the shower. This way, you can wash off any leftover dead skin cells that you've kind of loosened up. And the second you hop out of the shower, your skin should feel noticeably softer. However, you know, obviously, I still recommend following up with a body oil or lotion to really lock in that moisture. How often should you dry brush? No more than twice a week and for no more than 5 minutes. After all, too much of any exfoliation can wind up, you know, kind of compromising your skin's moisture barrier. So, you know, and that moisture barrier really is what fends off wrinkles and sagging skin. So be sure to stick with the less is more mentality here for this. And as always, dry brushing is most effective when used along your other moisturizing body treatments. This is not in lieu of your skin therapies. And seeing that winter, again, is going to be right around the corner when dry skin becomes the driest, now is not the time to skip applications. So I hope you enjoyed today's do-it-yourself dry brushing. And listen, we've got some more for you to write and take notes.
So 5 minutes dry brushing. 3 minutes spoon massage. So far you need a dry brush and a spoon. It's very simple. And we also talked about the turmeric. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of turmeric, which is very natural, spoon and dry brushing.
This is Dr. John Lakey at Forever Young. Hope you're enjoying the show. Dr. Daniel Poor and I will be back after a quick break.
Now, we're going to move on to avocado oil for very smooth skin. Now, avocado oil has kind of become this latest and greatest type of oil. Wasn't really around and very popular for a long time, and now it's become a lot more popular. And you ever wonder how models, arms, legs, and other skin-bearing body parts always look so smooth, sleek, and glossy in photos? Where I used to always think it's Photoshop, but it's actually, you know, it's because there's usually a person on set whose job is to rub them down with oil beforehand. Of course, this isn't really practical for day-to-day life. After all, rubbing oil all over your body before going out will leave you, well, oily, not to mention it can ruin all your clothes. However, there is a simple trick that can give you the smooth, silky-looking skin all the time without the slippery feeling that oil normally makes you. Lather up with oil before you hop into the shower, okay? So avocado oil before you go into the shower. This way, while you're showering, all that steam will help lock in the oil. The moment you step out, your skin should feel silky smooth for hours on end and not one bit greasy. And that's the key. Of course, there are a lot of different types of oils, but the best, in my opinion, that can give you that glossy appearance is avocado oil. But it has to be a high-quality avocado oil. See, not only is avocado oil fantastic at helping your skin feel buttery soft and supple right away, it's also filled with skin-nourishing compounds that can keep it looking smooth and youthful for years to come, like oleic fatty acid. Fatty acids in general are fantastic for helping restore lost moisture while locking in new moisture. But oleic acid in particular has been proven to help slow the skin's visible aging process by improving collagen synthesis. This means better protection against wrinkles, sagging, and loss of elasticity. Next, polyhydroxylated fatty alcohols. Say that three times fast. Also called PFA for short, studies show this unique lipid is incredible at slowing visible aging by improving UV resistance in the skin. Remember, UV rays are one of the top factors that contribute to visible aging. And then lastly, vitamin A, D, and E. This vitamin trio is a killer combo for helping promote softer, more supple skin, because they each act as natural hydrators while helping infuse the skin with antioxidants. This means smoother, brighter looking skin that's also more resistant to skin aging, free radicals, and toxins. Even better, you can pick up a large bottle at any grocery store for under $10. And it'll last for many, many months to come. Just make sure you choose cold press or pure avocado oil. The ones that are you know, filled with fillers and additives aren't as good. These are more likely to clog your pores and irritate your skin. And of course, be sure to continue your regular skincare formulas along with this tip, both on your face and body. Because while avocado oil is a powerful skin moisturizer, we're nearing the most skin-drying times of the year, meaning now is not the time to skip your daily applicators. Moving along to another tip.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to stop back on one last point on the dry brushing just before this. Obviously, you need to wash your brush. I would recommend sanitizing your brush once a year and just soak it in some soap and water. And that way, run your fingers through it. It'll dislodge some of the dust, dirt, and dead skin cells. So don't forget, dry brushing is great, but you do have to sanitize your brush. On to something new. This is a fun one, you know, because it combines two of my all-time favorite beauty boosting DIYs. And so hopefully you have just as much fun with it. So this is the skin tightening power of ice cubes and the complexion perfecting ability of green tea. And I call them my green tea infused beauty cubes. And so they're quite literally popsicles for your face, very which is cool. Kind of fun, refreshing, and you know, almost spa-like. These awesome beauty cubes can help temporarily tone and tighten the look of skin. And so help wake up your complexion in the morning, first of all. You know, all while visibly de-puffing under eye bags and shrinking the look of pores. It's kind of like a mini lift you'll notice right away. And the best part, they are ridiculously easy to make. This is what makes these kind of fun. So here's what you need. Get out your pen and paper. Make your very own green tea beauty cubes. So let's take 2 to 3 bags of green tea, 2 cups of water, and an ice cube tray. And then all you have to do is fill a small saucepan with 2 cups of water, bring to a boil, and add in 2 to 3 green tea bags. Turn the heat down until it reaches a simmer and let half of the water evaporate. This will give you an extra concentrated green tea mixture. Allow the green tea concentrate to fully cool and then pour it into your ice cube tray. Place that tray in the freezer, let them set overnight, and they are ready to go in the morning. So now I recommend applying these anywhere you tend to feel a little puffier when you wake up. It's usually areas of like under eyes, cheeks, eyelids, and jawline. So just be sure to use gentle upwards pressure for a maximum, we'll say, lifting effect. So what makes these beauty cubes so extraordinary? Well, for starters, green tea is one of the richest sources of antioxidants. And when it's applied to the skin, can help revive old dry skin cells for a glowy, fresher looking complexion. Plus, the small amount of caffeine in it can help temporarily constrict blood vessels, which leads to much tighter looking skin. Meanwhile, icing your face can help increase blood flow throughout your skin as well. So, which is key for a complexion that looks lively, lifted, and more awake. So do this in the morning. Pretty incredible, if I do say so myself. Yeah, and when your tray runs out, go ahead, fill it back up right away, because trust me, these beauty cubes are an absolute treat for your skin. And I think once you try them, you'll definitely see why. So another easy DIY hack that you can, you know, start at home. It's, you know, very inexpensive and you'll see some results. So give it a whirl, especially around the summertime.
Absolutely. Now let's move on to the super firm smoothie. Now, perfect timing again for the summer. Make a nice hydrating and delicious smoothie. Mm-hmm. We all know that healthy homemade smoothies are a great way to help keep your skin looking healthy, nourished, and glowing. However, if your goal is to make your skin look firmer, there's one recipe that really stands out above the rest. Now, it does require some pretty specific ingredients, but it's very easy to make once you have them. And trust me, putting them on your shopping list is very, very worth it. So here we go. Because what happens is when you combine all of them, they'll help deliver a targeted blend of some of the most essential sag-fighting nutrients to your skin with every sip. So here it is. Do-it-yourself super firm smoothie recipe. 1 cup fresh spinach. Why do we use this? Because it contains vitamin A, a key nutrient that helps support your skin's natural cell repair process. A quarter cup walnuts. Why do we use this? Well, it ups your levels of vitamin B, an energy nutrient which helps your body produce firming proteins such as collagen. 1.5 teaspoons ground flaxseed helps wilted skin look more plump and bouncy thanks to its high concentration of omega fatty acids. 1/2 cup frozen acai berries or 1 packet frozen acai puree. One of the world's most powerful antioxidant foods, acai berries help fight off collagen-destroying toxins. 1/3 cup frozen cherries. Ooh, I love cherries. Mm-hmm. For a boost of vitamin C, one of the most important nutrients in collagen production, and potassium, a mineral that promotes cell growth. And then last but not least, 2 cups unsweetened almond milk, plus more as needed. This is a rich source of vitamin E, or as I like to call it, elasticity vitamin. E for elasticity. Prep. Just throw all these ingredients into a blender, puree until nice and smooth, and then drink up. For best results, I recommend making this smoothie at least 4 times a week, or better yet, daily. Make it for breakfast or make it for a snack. Why not? Because when you combine with the right daily skincare regimen, it can definitely give you a big leg up when it comes to achieving and maintaining that firm, taut-looking skin you want. Now, full disclosure, while I might personally prefer the smoothie over the sweeter, more fruity ones, I'll admit its taste might be a little too earthy for some people. If that's the case for you, here's what I recommend. Rather than adding sugar, juice, or even honey, just throw 1 scoop of our plump and firm advanced collagen booster into the mix instead. Typically, our clients use this professional nutrient powder to help tighten and lift the look of nasolabial folds, marionette lines, and droopy cheeks. So you'll actually get even more intensive anti-sag benefits once you add it. Plus, it just happens to have a naturally refreshing berry-like taste that can make any smoothie or beverage a lot more enjoyable without the added sugar. So try this smoothie. Let us know what you think.
It is good. So both with and without the Plump and Firm Advanced Collagen Booster. So listen, I hope you guys enjoy it. It's something that you can do every single day, and it will help give you the nutrients necessary to improve the quality of your skin. So now what we are going to focus on, listen, I talked about this on LA Live. You know, this is pool season weather. Everybody's looking at your feet. We decided that we're going to come up with a little hack that can make your feet look better. Ooh. You know, so, you know, it's a super simple foot soak you can try as soon as this afternoon. So it does everything from helping peel away layers of dry, flaky skin to moisturizing cracked heels. And chances are you already have the most important, albeit a little weird, ingredient on hand. And that is mouthwash. So strange as it sounds, mouthwash is always a fantastic at rejuvenating the bottoms of your feet. And it contains a derivative of salicylic acid. It's an ingredient that works wonders at removing layers of dead cells. And so when you apply it to your soles, it acts as a powerful peel, leaving your feet feel silky, soft, supple, and smooth. And even better, with this do-it-yourself recipe, you'll notice a difference in the way your feet look and feel in 20 minutes. So 3 simple ingredients. You can, there's an alternative for one of them, but here's what you need. 1/4 cup of mouthwash. 1/4 cup of white vinegar or lemon juice. I prefer lemon juice because vinegar, tends to leave a little different smell, but both are equally as effective. So if you don't have lemon juice, go ahead and grab a 1/4 cup of white vinegar. And then 1/2 cup of warm water. So in a bowl big enough to fit both of your feet, combine your mouthwash, your white vinegar or lemon juice, and warm water. You put your feet in, let them soak for 20 minutes, making sure to submerge the entire heel and sole of your foot into the mixture. Now, while this recipe is fairly gentle, it may cause irritation if the skin in your feet is extra sensitive or broken. If you feel any stinging or discomfort, be sure to remove your feet from the bowl and thoroughly rinse them off with warm water right away, because otherwise it's just going to be uncomfortable. Once the 20 minutes are up, rinse your feet in warm water, dry them off, and follow up with a nourishing oil like jojoba, olive, or coconut oil. And that will, your feet should instantly feel softer. But here's the really cool part. After it's washed off, this foot soak will continue to work its magic and keep shedding any leftover dead skin cells. So don't be worried if you notice skin flaking off around your heels and toes for a few more days, because that is the intention. And in a week's time, that hard layer of dead skin should practically be gone, leaving your heels baby soft and your feet looking flawless and pool ready.
I'm going to try this tonight. This sounds like fun. And the nice thing is, you know, everything we've talked about pretty much today is you pretty much have all of it on your somewhere in your counter, whether it's in your fridge or in your counters. We hope you're enjoying this episode. If you'd like more information about our practice, you can check out our Instagram. It's PlasticsDocs, PlasticsDocs on Instagram for more information.
Dr. Daniel Poor and I will be back after a quick break.
This next one is a good one because...
We were just talking
about it. And since I've known Dr. Lakey, everyone always comes up to him and says, why are you always so tan? And the interesting part is if you know him and you see him, first of all, he doesn't have enough time to sit out in the sun because he's so busy. So we're going to reveal some secrets today. So do yourself, I'm going to talk to you about it and then he'll tell you about the ingredients. You know, let's face it, a rich golden tan is undeniably flattering and it looks good on everyone. Who doesn't look good? A little more, you know, with a little bit more color. After all, it hides imperfections, adds radiance to your skin, and even has a slimming effect on your arms, legs, and stomach. But as we all know, tanning, whether outdoors or in a tanning bed, could lead to premature skin aging and even skin cancer. So that's why we're always reminding you to wear SPF and avoid the sun as much as possible. The one thing we preach more than anything to all our patients is sun avoidance, because it causes all of the problems that they come to fix. So everything they come to fix is caused by the sun, whether it's wrinkles or sun damage. So how do you fake the look of sun-kissed skin without actually going into the sun? It's a million-dollar question, huh? Well, there are actually a number of options on the market right now, but they usually come with some sort of catch. For instance, professional spray tans are great, but they tend to be quite pricey and, in my opinion, a little stinky. They smell. Store-bought self-tanners can leave you looking streaky for weeks if you don't apply them just right. I think they smell too.
Or orange.
Or very orange, exactly. And those new self-tan supplements, which claim to bronze your skin from the inside out, could potentially cause vision and liver damage. So I would definitely encourage you to stay away from those at all costs. But don't worry, that doesn't mean you have to accept looking pasty this summer, because today I'm going to show you a remarkably easy, safe, and totally goof-proof way to get a faux body tan right at home using ingredients you probably already have. So I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Lakey, because this is Dr. Lakey's sun-free slimming tan. He's actually really skinny.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, we're going to put together some ingredients. You got to pay attention. So the good part is this is recorded. Otherwise, take some notes. So here's what you'll need. Let's get 5 tea bags of black tea, 1 teaspoon dark vanilla extract, 2 cups coffee grounds, caffeinated, not decaf, unscented white body lotion. The cheap drugstore kind will work just fine for this, and an empty glass spray bottle.
I'm trying this tonight.
Step 1, prepare your base. So fill a small saucepan with 10 ounces of water and bring it to a boil. Once boiling, turn off the heat, stir in vanilla extract, and let your tea bags steep in the mixture for 20 minutes. Remove the tea bags and let the mixture cool in your fridge for another 30 minutes. Now your base is ready. Step 2, prepare your tanner. Pour your base into a large bowl and add roughly 4 ounces of body lotion. Again, just the cheap stuff, unscented. You know, if you want, you can use Cetaphil. Whisk until evenly blended, then do a small patch test on your inner arm to see how the color looks on your skin. If the color is too dark, dilute your mixture with water until you've achieved your desired shade. If the color is too light, don't worry about it. You can always apply multiple coats when the time comes. And once you're happy with the shade, transfer the mixture to your spray bottle and set it aside. Step 3, exfoliate before you tan. So hop in the shower, lather up, gently rub the coffee grounds over your skin in small circles before rinsing. Or you can use the dry brushing technique or any of the other ones that we talked about. But not only will these coffee grounds help slough away dead skin cells to help your tan go on more evenly, but the caffeine in them can help to reduce the look of cellulite dimples on your skin as well. So step 4, apply your tanner. I just have visions of Friends when Ross stands in front of the tanner and forgets to turn and has 2 number 2s. So make sure that you put this on evenly just so, you know, it looks natural. So once you've toweled off, give your spray bottle a good shake and spritz a light mist evenly onto your arms, legs, and stomach. And then use your hands to massage the tanner into your skin. So this do-it-yourself works best on larger areas of skin, such as your arms, legs, and stomach. I wouldn't recommend using it on your face, though, as the color may not absorb evenly throughout. So let's stick to the body for now. And wait approximately 5 minutes for your tan to fully dry, and you're done. Or if you'd like an even deeper tan, simply repeat steps 4 and 5 until you get the color that you actually want. Just please keep in mind that like all self-tanners, this do-it-yourself version might rub off on clothing, especially on a hot day, so I'd avoid wearing light colors until you get a sense of how easily it transfers. And so I love this technique because it's dirt cheap, totally safe, can give you a beautiful Beverly Hills-worthy tan with no harmful UV rays or risky products required. Plus, you don't really have to worry about messing up or coming out streaky because you're spraying it evenly. Because even if you don't love the results, the color can easily be scrubbed off in about one shower. So give this DIY tan a try this week. Let me know what you think. You know, sometimes it's a little complex, but it's honestly easy once you get this base going. Great way to feel more comfortable in a pair of shorts or sleeveless dress when you're in a pinch, and you can still wear your favorite SPF over the top. So if you still have some tanner left over in your spray bottle, just stick it in the fridge. That way you'll have it on hand the next time you need a quick touch of color. And even though tea is perishable, each batch can safely be refrigerated for up to 2 weeks. So if you're doing back-to-back pool parties, just keep it in the fridge.
I think we should talk with R&D and come up with this product for Beverly Hills MD. This sounds fabulous because
the natural self-tanner, I know.
We'll see if we can come up with a self-tanner for you guys because this sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And if we can have the tan that you have, everyone's going to look better. We'll move on so we don't make this too lengthy of a DIY episode, but lip plumping. Lip plumping has been really just a huge craze over the last couple of years, especially with the Kardashians and what they were doing with some of the do-it-yourself stuff that they were doing when they were sucking on something to mm-hmm. make their lips more inflamed. But, you know, people say that by having younger lips, you just look younger. And it's an area of our body that tends to look older as we age and kind of gives away our age. So it's a shame because it really happens to be probably one of the easiest and most effective ways to enhance your appearance. I'm talking about actually volumizing your lips. So there are multiple ways to do this, including DIY techniques you can use right at home. I'm going to share you my favorite at-home method in just a moment. But first, let me explain why this small tweak can make such a huge difference. You see, just like our skin, our lips lose volume and thin out as we get older. So even in younger women, low volume lips are often seen as a telltale sign of aging. But if you're over 40, thinning lips can pose yet another problem. Because as your lips deflate over time, the skin around them starts losing its shape as well, causing pucker lines. We used to call them smoker lines, but I like pucker lines better, and giving your entire mouth a downturned, droopy look. That's why increasing your lip volume can instantly make your mouth appear more lifted while reducing the look of wrinkles both on and around your lips. So it's no wonder lip injections are one of the most popular cosmetic procedures out there, and we do a ton of them. And as someone who performs them for patients on a regular basis, like I said, I could tell you the effect is downright transformative. However, I also know a lot of women that aren't ready for injectable lip fillers. Some think they look fake. Some are just scared to have needles in their lips. So today, I've put together a simple lip plumping regimen you can use right at home to get instantly smoother, more supple looking lips and a temporary boost of volume that can last for hours. So one of the simplest ways to get lip plumping is, they say, generally speaking, anything that's got spicy peppers. So we talk about spicy peppers as capsaicin, which is the ingredient in hot peppers that causes this effect. So any type of hot peppers, whether you're not, you like serranos, mix them in to your Vaseline that you normally use and put that on your lips and you'll be surprised. There'll be a tingly feeling and in minutes, your lips will plump. So next time you go,
just can't kiss anyone.
Just don't kiss anyone. Yeah. Or if you go to your favorite Mexican restaurant, get their hottest picante sauce and put a little bit on your lips and you'll see they'll plump up. Let's move along to the hand mask.
Last thing here is talking about our hands, because we don't spend much time talking about the hardest working part of your body, which is your hands. But think about it. Whether you're writing, typing, driving, cooking, your hands are almost always moving. And it's exactly why they show your age so quickly, because sun exposure, they're out there, and we just lose that collagen elastin as we age. So it's interesting, because it's often easier to tell a woman's age by her hands than her face. So that's why, usually when I perform facelifts, we also fat graft the hands, laser the skin, because it's one of the telltale signs. So why don't we talk about a recipe for a nourishing hand and nail mask? And this helps you get them back on track, looking younger than ever. And this luxurious mask was designed to plump and hydrate your skin while diminishing unsightly lines and spots. So, and a bonus, it can even help beautify brittle or discolored nails. So here's how to make it. So get out your pen and paper. Put the following ingredients in a bowl and mix until smooth and well combined. 1/4 cup sour cream. And this gently exfoliates the skin while reducing the appearance of discoloration. 1 teaspoon olive oil, which softens and deeply moisturizes the skin. And 1 tablespoon of honey, smooth skin texture and locks in hydration. You see, we keep using some similar ingredients because they're beneficial for the skin. So slather the mask all over your hands from your wrist to your fingertips. Continue rubbing it in for approximately 1 minute to activate the exfoliating action of this mask. Put on a pair of gloves over the mask, preferably gloves designed for hand lotion, but any pair of rubber gloves or even cheap winter gloves you don't mind getting messy will do. Leave them on for at least 15 minutes or as long as 2 hours. Remove the gloves, rinse and dry your hands, and enjoy how blissfully soft and smooth they feel. And then finally, and most importantly, apply an advanced moisturizer instead of your usual hand lotion. I highly recommend Beverly Hills 2-in-1 hand cream because it's rich in vitamin C to help plump your skin's appearance and minimize that look of frustrating age spots. And it's perfect for making your hands look years younger.
And I'll tell you, one of the good things for this is over the last couple of years, because of COVID, we've been using so much hand sanitizer that our hands are incredibly dry. So for all of you that are, and we're still using it, it's not like it's over. This is a great way to really help moisturize. And then at the same time, use a hand cream. We have a great hand cream. You can buy ours or you can buy anyone, that's out there. But that's a great tip for really just dry hands that are cracking, using so much, washing your hands constantly and using hand sanitizer can really dry your hands.
Yep. And we know people like that who scrub their hands constantly on a daily basis and multiple times a week.
Absolutely.
So this is good for our hands.
It's a good tip for all you surgeons out there too.
Well, listen, I hope that you guys had fun today. We definitely did. I mean, they're great things to get your skin ready. We went from head to toe. I think that, again, these are extremely cost effective. And they're just kind of fun things that work. I know that we've talked about it before. We've debunked myths that we've seen crazy DIY tricks at home on putting things on your face. And these are ones that at least will work, that we can stand behind, and you're not going to hurt yourself.
And you guys can TikTok these and just tag us if you want, because when they do work, you'll be a lot better off than some of the other ones that you see on social media that just make you look really silly.
Definitely. Listen, thanks again for spending the time with us. We hope that you have learned something, and we love the feedback again, because this is how we base our podcast. And stay tuned for the next one again. This is Forever Young. I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielpour. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Peace. From iHeartRadio, Forever Young is a Cavalry Audio Golden Hippo production. We are produced by Brandon Morgan. Josh Windisch does our editing and mixing.
Payman and I serve as executive producers along with Dana Brunetti and Keegan Rosenberger.